Hello, my name is Isaac Keith Martinez, and welcome to Isaac's Haunted Beard. Today, we're going to talk about the 1994 sci-fi horror film, The Puppet Masters. A secret branch of the CIA visits a small town in Iowa that supposedly a UFO crash-landed in. Upon visiting the site, they discover a phony tourist attraction put on by teenagers, what looks like a homemade flying saucer. People pay a dollar to go inside the saucer. Although it's treated like a harmless, ambitious art project, it is noticed that once people who have entered the flying saucer leave it, they are noticeably quiet and display no emotion. This is how it all starts. Aliens, who look like little stingrays, are attaching themselves to the backs of human hosts and then injecting a stinger into the back of the neck, reaching the brain and thus taking over the person they've attached themselves to. Once plugged in, they immediately access everything that person knows and their memories, making it difficult to tell who is infected. I like this kind of movie. I like body snatcher / alien possession / human host / science fiction horror films. Movies like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Thing, The Hidden, The Stuff, They Live, The Faculty, and Slither, among others. These films feature the paranoia of not knowing who you can trust and warn us just how fast a disease can spread. Every movie that I just name dropped is a movie that I like and would recommend to anyone who likes this genre. I'm guessing that anyone who listens to this podcast also likes this genre. One of the reasons why I'm talking about this particular movie today is because I think all the movies I mentioned a second ago are movies you already know. And I think that this particular movie is one that you either may not know or may have heard of but didn't get around to watching. I just watched this, so I guess that's a large part of the motivation of wanting to talk about it, give them a little reaction podcast. Is this movie as good as the other movies I just mentioned? Honestly, no. But those movies are classics, and you never hear this movie mentioned in the same conversation. So if it were also as good as those movies, it probably would have reached classic or cult classic status by now, which it hasn't. But just because it hasn't, it doesn't mean that it's not good. I like this movie. Like I mentioned, I don't like it as much as the others. But I feel like, okay, speaking for myself, once I find that I like a particular subgenre of movie, then I tend to like most, if not all, of the movies in that subgenre. You can tell the same story over and over again, and if I like that kind of story, I'm probably going to have fun. And I did have fun with this movie. When I was watching it, I could see why people didn't really take to it back in 1994. It doesn't really have enough of one type of movie or another type of movie to draw the fans of either type of movie in. Meaning, it seems to trying to be an old-fashioned sci-fi tale and a mainstream action movie at the same time. And I think the elements of the film that incorporate mainstream action is what turns people off. I think the people who went to see this movie and the people who are probably drawn to look for it all these years later and give it a chance are more traditional science fiction fans. And I could picture traditional sci-fi fans being turned off by the action scenes. It really does feel as though when they were developing this movie, there were notes from the studio saying, what can we do to make it more appealing to everyone, to a mainstream audience? If we can throw in more exciting action sequences, maybe those people will come too. I can't confirm this, but it just feels that way when you watch it. I like action movies, and those parts of the movie didn't turn me off. I like the balance. I think that it did a good job of going back and forth between telling an interesting story, making me guess, ooh, I wonder who's an alien, and then having cool, you know, chase scenes and fighting scenes. This movie never really had the responsibility to live up to all the other movies that I just mentioned. All it had to do, and I think it accomplished this, was just give me a good time for the hour and 40 minutes or so that I sat through it. So if there's anyone out there listening to this who might be inspired to seek this movie out, what I want to impress upon you is that this movie is not as good as all those other cult classics. It's good enough to sit through at least once, although I can picture watching it again, but it's not going to leave you with the idea that you just saw an underappreciated classic. But maybe a little underappreciated, because I do think it's not as bad as its reputation, because from what I understand, people don't like this movie. This movie is from the 90s. One of the things I like about it is that it's from the 90s. When you think about each of those body snatcher type films, they all seem to come from a different decade, as though every time a new decade comes around, there's a filmmaker who wants to do their take on this subject. And although it's fun to see how different filmmakers approach the take, it's also fun that, like it or not, each film is its own version of a time capsule. So when you watch these movies, they feel like trips through time. They feel like you get to spend time in that era. So like when you watch the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, besides the cool story, you also get to spend time in the 1950s. And when you watch The Hidden, not only is it a cool story, but it's a very 80s looking and feeling film. So you really get to feel like you're in the 80s. Same with this movie. This movie really feels like the 90s. Not that this movie like really showcases a lot of things from the 90s that were trend-setting for its time, but you can tell it's the 90s when you look at it. It's subtle enough where it could play as a more timeless story. It doesn't feel like it's trapped in its era, but I feel like I can always recognize when a movie is from pretty much any era pre-2000s. Like every 50s movie looks like the 50s. Every 60s movie looks like the 60s. Same with the 70s and 80s and 90s. I think starting from the 2000s on, it gets a little bit more tricky. Like, do 2000s movies look different from 2010s movies? Only when you start to notice little things like cell phones and stuff like that. But regardless, you can tell it's a 90s movie, and that in its own way has its own charm that it lends itself to the film. There's a lot of recognizable actors in this movie, but the ones that I want to point out, they're actors that were in other body snatcher type sci-fi films. One of the actors is Donald Sutherland, and he's in the 1978 version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which is the second version of the film. The movie has been remade a couple of times. Keith David is in the film. He's in They Live. Yaphet Kotto is in the film, and he's in the original Alien. Not quite a body snatcher film, but still an alien film. And most interestingly enough is Marshall Bell, who is an actor that is in A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Freddy's Revenge. On the surface, that may seem like it's not a part of the same subgenre, but I would argue that it kind of is, because that Elm Street film is different from all the other Elm Street films, because in that movie, as you may recall, Freddy is in fact trying to invade the body of Jesse. So in this case, Jesse is the human host to Freddy Krueger. This film is based on a novel from 1951. I only know that because I looked it up. Because, you know, one of the things that popped into my head was, oh, this is just like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I knew that was based on a novel. So I guess I just assumed this was a ripoff of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But as it turns out, no, it's not. It is, in fact, based on a novel. And I read the synopsis of the novel online. And although most of it's the same, there are definitely some differences. But I guess the same can be said for any movie that's based on a novel. I don't know if this is going to be considered spoilers, but I do want to touch upon two of my favorite scenes in the movie. I feel like you're not going to mind. One of my favorite scenes in the movie involves a moment where the CIA agents captured one of the people who are infected by the alien, and he's tied up, and they're interviewing him. So they're asking questions to the person, knowing that whatever answers comes out of his mouth is actually the alien speaking. And while he's tied up, there is an x-ray machine on the side of him that shows him as a skeleton. And I love that visual because there's a lot of shots in that scene where while they're interviewing him, they show the shot of the x-ray of the skeleton speaking. Just seeing the skeleton speaking just kind of feels like old school horror, right? Another scene that I really enjoyed is a scene where scientists who work with the CIA have captured some of the aliens and have purposely attached them to chimpanzees to do experiments. And although the chimpanzees are not human, they still have the alien attached to them, so they still have the alien intelligence. So there is a scene where, like the interrogation scene with the skeleton, they ask the chimpanzees questions, and then the chimpanzees start typing the answer on a computer. And it's just kind of creepy to, like, see this chimpanzee, who I think chimpanzees are very cute, typing and just getting all these, like, cryptic language coming from the computer, which, you know, it's the alien talking through the chimpanzee. Like, there's a character who had an alien attached to him, but it got successfully removed, and he's speaking to the chimpanzee. He's asking the chimpanzee questions, and the chimpanzee is answering him with questions like, "Do you miss us?" So there you go. It's a good movie. I think it's better than people give it credit for being, but it's not a great movie. I understand why it's not a cult classic. Am I recommending it specifically to people who like this kind of movie? I think, at the very least, you've seen all the other ones. Why not check it out? And you can cross it off your list. If it's your goal to see most of these kinds of movies and you haven't seen this one yet, then I'm just sharing with you that this exists. I'd like to say thank you to my friend Chicken Dynasty, who gave me this movie on DVD. He gave it to me quite a while back. It's been sitting on my shelf, and I just kind of felt inspired to check it out. Finally, I was in the mood, and I'm guessing that Chicken didn't like the movie because it was from his personal collection. And that's fair. I don't think that this is a movie that everybody would like. But thankfully, it found its way to your old haunted pal who found a way to have fun with it. Who knows? Maybe you might too. In the meantime, do me a favor, will you? Please take care of yourself and each other. Aloha.